Hi, this is Sandy Rios. Well, an election is coming. We talk about it, but each state now is facing their primaries, and there's a big one coming up in Virginia, June the 18th. It's an important one, and it's an interesting race. It's the race for Dave Brat's old seat, Congressman Dave Brat, good friend of mine. You've heard him on the show many times. He's now a dean at Liberty University. But that was an upset when Dave won that. It's a very strong conservative area of the country. But now we have a divide. There's two conservative candidates, Bob Good and John McGuire. But the twist is that President Donald Trump jumped in yesterday. But the twist is President Donald Trump just jumped in to endorse one of the candidates. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean to those of you in Virginia? Does that mean that President, when he endorses a candidate, does that mean you must vote for that candidate? Does it mean you shouldn't vote for the candidate? How in the world are you supposed to make this kind of judgment? Now, this is not just for people of Virginia. This is for the purpose of kind of thinking through the implications. Sometimes it's just not clear. And so I want to talk about this today and kind of help you think through what might be happening in this case in Virginia, but also there may be something very similar happening in your state. I want to remind you that you can call us. You know you can call us at 662-821-2040 and leave us a message about a suggestion, a complaint, a criticism, or a question. 662-821-2040. You know that you can listen to us on any podcast platform. AFR.net is still our homepage because it's American Family Radio, and I'm on their podcast page for AFR.net. But also you can listen on Apple and Spotify and all the others, whatever your favorite podcast platform is. And of course, if you really, that freaks you out, go to sandyrios.com and you'll find it. It's just that simple. You'll see a button and you click, and there it is. There's just a lot of things on the website that might help you. And you can find us on social media outlets, whatever your favorite is, if it's Facebook or Instagram or whatever your go-to is, there we are. I do tweet. I probably tweet more than I do. I think I don't say X yet, but when we get to that point, I'll say IX. But right now, I tweet. And so you can find me at Sandy Rios Tweet. Finally, the left is being honest. Bill Maher admits that killing a baby is murder, but he's okay with it. Really? In the Old Testament, the term Valley of Slaughter refers to the location where children were sacrificed, and here we are again. How do we stop this madness? Preborn is leading the charge in this nation to put an end to this atrocity. Every day, Preborn's network of clinics rescues 200 babies. Truly amazing. But by the time this message is done, two more babies will be sacrificed in our current version of the Valley of Slaughter. By sponsoring free ultrasounds for women with unplanned pregnancies, a baby's chance of life doubles. If you want to help heal our land and save precious babies, please give generously to Preborn. $28 could be the difference between life and death. Just go to preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. It's preborn.com/Sandy. All right, well, this is kind of a controversial show today, and we're going to be talking to Congressman Bob Good about it on this edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice. Not social justice, but God's justice. What's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up. Speak up. Say something. Do something.
It's unusual, to say the least, to have a former president and current candidate endorse someone in a congressional primary when the debate is between two people in the same party. Today, Trump did, endorsing John McGuire.
Bob Good is in serious trouble.
Larry Sabato, Virginia's senior political analyst, says former President Donald Trump remembers when people wrong him. The wrong from Trump's perspective is when Bob Good endorsed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for president.
This is the age of Trump. Whether you like it or not, in the Republican Party, when he endorses someone, he moves a substantial number of voters. He gets others out to vote who maybe wouldn't have voted.
As Trump's campaign manager said earlier this year, Bob Good, in his words, won't be electable when we get done with him.
I'm sure the John McGuire campaign is thrilled. And even though I would suspect they wouldn't admit it publicly, the Bob Good campaign can't be happy.
Sabato says he believes this is Trump's final piece of revenge on Good, calling it Trump's bazooka.
That's all the involvement that Donald Trump wants, because he's going to win the fifth overwhelmingly in the fall. So he doesn't need any more votes there. He'd like to demonstrate his influence by defeating Good. Well, we'll see in a month.
He says while advertisements are helping McGuire, Trump's endorsement will make a huge impact.
This is a heavily Republican district. Not Charlottesville, not Albemarle. They're the two Democratic pieces really in the district. But it's heavily Republican, and the odds are great, if not enormous, that the Republican nominee will win in November. So the election is really in June.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. Well, that's the hot topic that's happening today, besides the fact that President Trump's trial is pending in New York City. But this is a very big deal. Goochland is a county in Virginia I've talked to you about so much. That's an area of Virginia that I'm very familiar with. Good friends down there. And they're split down the middle on this race. I've discussed this with you before, but I've asked this morning for Congressman Bob Good to join me to talk about it, because Donald Trump endorsed John McGuire yesterday. So what's going on with this, and how should you think about this? I'm going to try to bring some perspective. And so, Bob, I knew you before you were Congressman Good, but Congressman Bob Good, thank you for joining us this morning.
Great to be with you, Sandy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, this is hard for people, as you well know. And let me just say, Bob, that you were with Liberty University before you ran for this office. And in the very short time that you've served, you have become the chairman of the Freedom Caucus. And I will say on your behalf that those are people that I know well, and they think the world of you. They are all endorsing you and standing behind you because they feel that you've brought really good leadership to the Freedom Caucus. So I want to say that. When you endorsed Ron DeSantis, did you think you would ever be in this situation?
Well, you know, it's time for the Republican Party to come together. Everybody needs to support President Trump. I'm solidly behind President Trump. We've got to defeat Joe Biden. We've got to do everything we can to help him win re-election in November. The country cannot afford four more years of Joe Biden. Everybody was better off when President Trump was in office, unless you're an illegal alien. They're the only ones doing better under Joe Biden. And so I'm going to do everything I can to help him win Virginia. I believe that I'm recognized as the conservative leader of Virginia. And so I'm going to do everything I can to help President Trump win Virginia. You know, the time, honestly, Sandy, to talk about previous endorsements. And, you know, we've got obviously Tim Scott is considered a vice presidential candidate. Vivek Ramaswamy is considered, you know, potential cabinet person. Governor DeSantis may or may not be a vice presidential candidate, depending on what you read and who you talk to. But the time it is now is to come together, do everything we can to reelect President Trump, to make sure Joe Biden is defeated, because the country cannot afford four more years of Joe Biden.
Well, I would have to say this from my perspective, because I'm in Florida. I love Ron DeSantis, just love him. But I didn't think he should run for president. I didn't support him, although I think he would have been a really fine president. That's just my personal opinion. I'm really surprised that your support of him brought this kind of vitriol. And I don't really think it's healthy. So I would just say that. I want to also say that you have a Freedom Index score in your service of 75%. Actually, no. John McGuire, who I think is a great guy, too. You know I do. John McGuire has a Freedom Index score in his service in the Virginia House of Delegates of 75%. You have a score of 98%. And that does make a difference, and I just want people to understand there is a bit of a difference. The other thing I want to add to this, and you don't need to talk about this, Bob, but I will. I talked with my listeners a few months ago about the fact that Kevin McCarthy is working hard to get rid of each and every one of you who voted against him for Speaker. Do you have any concrete evidence that this is related to that in any way?
Oh, absolutely. And back on the scores, I have a 100% perfect score from Club for Growth, from Herald of Action, from Conservative Review, from every major conservative scorekeeper, if you will, in Washington. I'm recognized as one of, if not the most conservative member of Congress. And that's why I've been elected as the chairman, as you noted, of the House Freedom Caucus, which is the conservative anchor of the Republicans in Congress. And the establishment status quo, the RINO, the Uniparty, they hate the Freedom Caucus because we expose them to their constituents, to the voters. And so you're correct. The former speaker is on his revenge tour. He resigned from Congress because he wasn't willing to serve if he wasn't speaker, and he's made it his mission to try to defeat those of us he holds responsible for him not being speaker. So, yes, he is directing millions of dollars to the dark money super PACs, the unaccountable in terms of having disclosed their donors that are funding this campaign. Sandy, we have overwhelming support. Matter of fact, you mentioned Goochland County. That's the home county of my opponent, and it seems those who know him best like him least. Every elected official in Goochland County is supporting me. We're talking about the Board of Supervisors, the school board, the clerk of court, the treasurer, the sheriff, the Commonwealth attorney, everyone except one who's neutral in the race, but is supporting me in Goochland County, my opponent's home county. We're overwhelmingly supported by the grassroots across the district, the local elected officials, the GOP party leaders. Our ground game is far superior. Our volunteer base is far superior. We're ahead in the internal polls that we've seen by these outside groups who've done the polling, I should say. And we're going to win. We're absolutely going to win because the people are behind us. After 3.5 years, they didn't need to wait for an endorsement to decide if they like what I'm doing in Washington. I received the most votes, Sandy, that any congressional candidate has ever received in the 5th District. When I first ran, I got 210,000 votes in 2020. And then I won by an even bigger margin in 2022 because I said I did what I said I would do. And I think they'll vote for me overwhelmingly 20 days from today on June 18th.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. I think part of the anger against John is that there was no reason to there was a strong conservative in that position. You just talked about your record, and I know it's true. So why challenge you when you are chairman of the Freedom Caucus and there's already so much strife? There didn't seem to be any point to it. And I think that's why many people, the Freedom Caucus included, Club for Growth and others, are beside your record. They don't see that as something that should have happened. And so that's the misfortune about this, because John is a conservative too,
yes,
although his score is not as good as yours. But why in the world would he challenge you?
The truth is, Sandy, my opponent is whatever he needs to be in his mind to try to win his next election. I've run for two things in my life, county supervisor in 2015 and Congress in 2020, both of which other people asked me to do. It's the only two things I've ever run for because other people asked me to do it. My opponent is a perpetual candidate in search of a race. He's run for as four things in the course of a year. When he ran for state senate last year, he ran promising he wouldn't run against me because he could have never won the nomination for state senate if he'd been honest with the voters. Then in November, after he won an uncontested general election, in November, 2 months before being sworn in January, he declared he's running for Congress. He'll do or say anything to win a race. His whole campaign is based on lies and dishonesty funded by the former speaker. And I don't think the people of the 5th District are fooled by that. I think that they're going to overwhelmingly support me, but I'm not entitled to the nomination. I'm happy and secure in placing in the hands of the voters of the 5th District, and I think they'll do the right thing.
So this primary is June the 18th, I believe. And are you guys going to be doing any debating? Is there going to be anything like that?
No. Because my opponent's running on a platform of lies, he has refused to debate. I've agreed to 7 different debates. He will not debate. He's kind of running a Biden basement strategy all through the air war, the ads, the super PAC money. He doesn't do events around the district because he can't get people to turn out. We do dozens of events. We've had thousands of people come to our events. He has done no events, essentially, in the district because he cannot, kind of like Joe Biden. He won't debate, kind of like Joe Biden, because he can't answer questions. He can't appear on stage with me because he can't substantiate the reason for his race. He's afraid he's going to get asked questions that he doesn't want to answer. And so, no, he's refused to debate.
Well, the tragedy of this, there's so many tragedies, Bob. The Freedom Caucus does not need this right now because they're battling the powers that be in Congress still. And they were certainly battling with Kevin McCarthy. And you understated it. I mean, the Freedom Caucus members are absolutely hated by the establishment, disdain, because you guys do shed light on what they're doing. You don't play the games. And that's why Kevin McCarthy was removed from office, because you guys stood strong. And I will forever appreciate that. But, of course, President Trump is very close to Kevin McCarthy. And so I just think people have to really stop and think about what's happening here. John McGuire can run again for another race, and it wasn't a proper challenge from my perspective. Let's talk about some of the things that, look, it's a terrible time to be in Congress, I think. Bob, I just respect all of you who are in there slugging away, and I always say, you don't know this, but I invoke Freedom Caucus all the time, saying as long as those guys are in there fighting, we cannot leave the field. We can't leave the field because they're giving it their all, and I know that that's true. What do you see as the major battle right now that you're facing? And you don't have to go into all the details, but just give us an idea of what the battles are right now.
Well, the major battle right now is the spending appropriations budget fight for the fiscal year, which starts on October 1. We're supposed to fund the government by September 30. And here's what's going to happen, Sandy. Here's the battle we're going to have. The uniparty, the establishment swamp, is going to join together and try to fund the government for a full year from October 1 to September 30 of next year at the Democrat priorities, the Democrat spending levels, the Democrat policies, the transgender, the LGBTQ, the abortion funding, the climate extremism, the diversity, equity, inclusion, the critical race theory, all of that, and increased spending levels, and try to fund it before the election for another year so that President Trump and a Republican Senate and a Republican House cannot impact it next year until after September 30, a full year and a half from now. So the least bad thing we can do, and what I'm calling for, my House Freedom Caucus colleagues are calling for, let's do a six-month continuing resolution. We hate CRs, but let's fund the government from September 30 to March 31, and then have the people's will reflected in this election on November 5 in how the government is funded next year. Let's allow President Trump, who I believe is going to win, and a new Senate majority and an expanded House majority, hopefully fund the government next year. Let's not allow them to do, they're calling it, let's clean, they're saying they want to clean out the barn or clear the decks and fund it for a whole year so that President Trump doesn't have to do it. Well, we need President Trump to do it. And so that's the fight that we're going to have in these next couple of months.
Are you guys working with Russ Vought?
Russ is a great resource as the former budget director. He is a great resource to myself and many of our colleagues. And actually, he's a proponent of this as well. So, yes, Russ is a great resource, a great counselor, a great advisor that who I value very much.
Yes, and I just say Russ was part of the Trump team, although it took him, I think, a year to get the nomination through because Mitch McConnell wouldn't bring up the nomination. Ridiculous. But these are the kind of games that are played in Washington. But Russ is like the gold standard on trying to figure out these things. So let's talk about something else that you've been involved in. And this happened just recently. And I'm not an expert on this, so I want to know. Tyler Winrich. I don't know the story, Bob. What's the story about Tyler? Because you were instrumental in getting him back home to the United States. Who is he and what's the story?
Tyler Winrich is one of my constituents from Louisa County in my district. And the good news is he's coming home from Turks and Caicos tomorrow. He's been held there for over a month. He and four other Americans, separate stories but similar thread, Turks and Caicos, a British isle in the Caribbean, a few months back passed a new law, a zero tolerance on guns or ammunition, firearms or ammunition in their country, with a 12-year minimum sentence. Well, the unintended consequence has been that tourists from the United States have unknowingly, accidentally, mistakenly had a stray bullet or two in their luggage, in the lining of their bag or the seam where it had fallen down in a hidden compartment. They didn't know it was there. They got through TSA. to leave the United States without it being detected. There's a scary thought. And they got into Turks and Caicos. They're on a vacation, celebrating a wedding or an anniversary or a birthday or just a special occasion. And as they're leaving the country, it was detected. They were arrested. They were served time in jail or prison awaiting sentencing, some for a few months, some for a couple of weeks. And thankfully, I went over there about a week and a half ago now with some of my colleagues from the Senate and the House. We did a congressional delegation visit. We advocated for them. We met with State Department officials on the U.S. side. We met with the governing officials of Turks and Caicos and said, hey, let's use some discretion, some prosecutorial discretion, some discernment here on the unintended consequences. Let's not treat those who meant no harm, who presented no harm, who had a stray bullet or two in their luggage. Let's allow them to leave the country, time served, find them, make them promise not to come back, make them issue an apology. And so thankfully, under threat of us trying to issue a travel advisory to warn people about traveling to that country if it didn't happen, they have allowed two individuals now who've been sentenced to get time served and to be able to go home to their family. So very thankful for that, for Tyler Wenrich, my constituent, who is coming home tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's got to be very satisfying, Bob, especially when there's so many battles that get lost in the House. That's a wonderful thing for you to be able to do, encourage you, I would think. What word would you say to people as we look at what's happening? I know there are so many things to say, Bob, but we are in such difficult, uncertain times. How would you encourage people? What should they be doing, and how should they be thinking about what's happening right now?
I would just encourage them with the fact there are more people who believe the right things, who love the country, who respect the Constitution, who respect our Judeo-Christian principles, who want the right things for our country. And if people will turn out and vote and they'll make their voices heard and they'll participate, then we're going to win in November and we're going to be able to change the country. We're going to be able to reelect President Trump. We're going to be able to elect a Senate majority and expand our House majority. But we're only a majority of the people who participate. And so the direction of the country right now doesn't reflect the majority of Americans, but I think we can take back our country. But everybody's got to be registered to vote. Everybody's got to vote. Your vote counts. Your vote matters. We got to overwhelm them at the polls. And, you know, I think that we have the opportunity to go back to the Trump policies that are working to give him a governing majority in the House and the Senate and to change the country and to roll back these harmful policies under which we're suffering. But everybody's got to be engaged and everybody's got to participate.
All right. Congressman Bob Good, chairman of the Freedom
Thank
Caucus.
Thank you, Sandy.
Yeah, so it's great to talk. Yes, same to you, Bob.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
You know, Jeremiah 7, 31 and 32 says, they have built the high places of Topheth in the valley of Ben-Hinnom to burn their sons and daughters in the fire, something I did not command, nor did it enter my mind. So beware. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer call it Topheth or the Valley of Ben-Hinnom, but the Valley of Slaughter. For they will bury the dead in Topheth until there is no more room. Well, of course, that's something that God said in Jeremiah. And as we mentioned earlier, we have our own Valley of Slaughter right now, and that's the abortion clinics in the country. Preborn is trying to counter that by reaching moms before they make this fatal decision and trying to see, help them to see their baby in their womb through these ultrasounds and make a better choice, make a life-giving choice, not only for their babies, for the moms also, because there are eternal implications on this. And Preborn handles, they address all of those things. They address the spiritual condition of the mom, the dad too, if he's involved, and of course, the life of the baby. So if you'd like to help them, go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
It's unusual, to say the least, to have a former president and current candidate endorse someone in a congressional primary when the debate is between two people in the same party. Today, Trump did, endorsing John McGuire.
Bob Good is in serious trouble.
Larry Sabato, Virginia's senior political analyst, says former President Donald Trump remembers when people wrong him. The wrong from Trump's perspective is when Bob Good endorsed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for president.
This is the age of Trump. Whether you like it or not, in the Republican Party, when he endorses someone, he moves a substantial number of voters. He gets others out to vote who maybe wouldn't have voted.
As Trump's campaign manager said earlier this year, Bob Good, in his words, won't be electable when we get done with him.
I'm sure the John McGuire campaign is thrilled, and even though I would suspect they wouldn't admit it publicly, the Bob Good campaign can't be happy.
Sabato says he believes this is Trump's final piece of revenge on Good, calling it Trump's bazooka.
That's all the involvement that Donald Trump wants, because he's going to win the fifth overwhelmingly in the fall, so he doesn't need any more votes there. He'd like to demonstrate his influence by defeating Good. Well, we'll see in a month.
He says while advertisements are helping McGuire, Trump's endorsement will make a huge impact.
This is a heavily Republican district. Not Charlottesville, not Albemarle. They're the two Democratic pieces really in the district. But it's heavily Republican, and the odds are great, if not enormous, that the Republican nominee will win in November. So the election is really in June.
All right, Larry Sabato, I remember debating him once many, many years ago when I was doing a lot of television. He used to be the real go-to person for political commentary. Then he kind of became anti-Trump, and then I didn't trust him as much anymore because he was not, his judgment wasn't as good as I thought it was. But that's a free bit of commentary. He's talking about the race for the 5th Congressional District, which we've talked about. And I want to talk about this a little bit more with you. To just kind of give you some perspective. First of all, the whole thing about when primaries come, that's when people decide locally who they want to have that position. So there's going to be disagreements. I remember I supported Bush Sr. in the primary when Ronald Reagan was running. Because I really liked him. I was impressed with him. I thought he was good. Of course, I wasn't into the news as much as I am now. I had my hands full at home. But I really liked him. So that was my guy. But of course, as soon as Reagan won the nomination, once I learned more about him, I was all in for him. So that's not a litmus test. I would maintain that I don't understand why that's such a black mark against Bob Good. And so I'm just saying that I think that's a little bit irrational for all of us to think that we have to feel the same way. You have to give your friends who have good minds the ability and the room to think without dividing over something like that. And I think that applies to Ron DeSantis here, because a lot of good people supported Ron DeSantis. I could have easily done that because I really, really like him. He would have been a great candidate. It was just a matter of judgment about who you think can win. And just kind of making your own assessment. So President Trump always takes those things personally, too personally. Maybe that's the way he's done business in New York all these years. And so he wants to punish the people that have not supported him. I don't think that's healthy personally. And one thing you have to say about him, eventually he does come around. I think that you, those of you that are Trump supporters, and I'm a Trump supporter for sure myself, I don't think that your decision in this race is going to affect him at all. It's not a loyalty test for him. You have to think about your own state and what's happening. This is not going to be a big blow to Trump if his endorsed candidate doesn't win in this election, because he's going to have a lot of other really big wins. And sometimes he chooses the wrong people. Did you ever notice that? I know that firsthand. He's endorsed a lot of bad candidates in primaries. Many of them have been rhinos. And one of his big people that he's endorsed, I just have never understood this, is Kevin McCarthy. You may talk, remember he used to say it was my Kevin? He's got a blindness about some things. So Kevin McCarthy, and I'm going to say this again because I think it's despicable. I do. He's trying to, now he's got all these millions left over from when he was speaker. He's stepped aside, but he still has the money. He's using that money to run people against the people that got him out of the speakership, of an act of vengeance. And many people think that John McGuire was one of those people. Now, I've not asked John about that. Maybe those of you in Virginia would want to ask John about that. I do know that sometimes you have to look at the supporters. When it comes to supporters for Bob Good, it's he's got Rand Paul, Matt Gaetz, and I told you, all the Freedom Caucus, they really do like him. And I've spoken to them privately. They're not just saying that. It's not just a loyalty thing. They really do think he's been a good leader. With John, Kevin McCarthy is supporting him. Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers, you've heard me say on this mic, he is a real, you can't trust him. I don't trust him. He's one of the biggest, most untrustworthy rhinos in the Republican caucus. Don Bacon, same thing. Yeah, so I just, that troubles me. Because I know that John is a conservative. I know he is. I know him. I've supported him in past races. And if he's listening, I would support him again. But this this is concerning. These other factors are very concerning. So I'm just trying to help you think through this. And I hope this has been helpful today. I think you need to pick who's the best candidate is for your district. That's all I can say. And I would just encourage you guys not to be persuaded by, you have to really rise above some things that are probably petty. I think President Trump's being petty here. And maybe some local things. I don't know. I'm not in your district. I see it from a different perspective. But I do know that there is a difference between these guys in terms of their ratings. And I see who's supporting them, which it should mean something. So, and you might want to be concerned about you might want to be concerned about the circumstances under which John chose to run. That's my biggest red flag. So do your best, make your best judgment. And I know I'll make some enemies, so I'm not trying to make enemies. I'm trying to help you think. That means saying the hard things sometimes, okay? So if you have a different point of view, you can call us at 662-821-2040. That's 662-821-2040. The primary, by the way, in Virginia is June the 18th. So important, so important. There are other races that we'll try to talk to. I can't talk about. I can't get into a lot of races because it's a different format, as you know. But because I have been so vested myself in that part of Virginia, because that was my former home before I moved to Florida, I wanted to weigh in on this because there is confusion. So you can call us, and you know you can listen to us on any podcast platform. You can go to sandyrios.com and listen to the podcast pretty easily. And you can find us on social media outlets and all kinds of places. So I want to thank you. And I'll be looking forward to your comments about what we talked about today. Thanks for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.